Maintaining food safety in almonds, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Tim Birmingham is a Director of Quality Assurance and Industry Services for the Almond Board of California.
So it's important that the Almond Board, engaged in current food safety issues and then recognizes, any potential threats so that we can develop appropriate strategies to address. I would say of late, we've been dealing with really trying to maintain our leadership status in regards to food safety. Really proud of our legacy with food safety, with the pasteurization rule that went into effect in 2007, how that has really helped to mitigate some of the challenges for growers related to produce safety, and in fact has afforded those growers the enforcement discretion to produce safety. That's all based on a long history of almond food safety programs, which has now been recognized by FDA with that enforcement discretion. But having said that, we still recognize enforcement discretion isn't an exemption, and so we continue to look at to see through codification at some point would FDA recognize that almond growers should be exempt because of the pasteurization program. So remaining out in front on issues like that, I think, is important for the long-term success of the industry so we don't create any additional burdens that don't offer additional benefits. And, in the case of almond food safety, obviously with the pasteurization program, putting additional regulation on the growers doesn't make sense. It wouldn't afford any additional food safety.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.